Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Miko, Neve and Sarah with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane's Fortitude Valley is set to become a film set this April for a new ABC crime drama. Filming notices have popped up throughout the city, warning for road and parking changes and a security presence around the area in April. Queensland's Moving Floor Entertainment has announced productions for the six-part series named Fortitude Valley, starring Hunter Page Lockhart and Kate and Kat Stewart, with all filming and post-production to take place in Queensland. The series is set to explore underground crime syndicates and the extremes of wealth and poverty that coexist within the inner city suburb. The series will air on ABC TV and ABC iView in 2027. And a correction to the last hour's bulletin, Queensland Police have recruited 1,600 new recruits in the past 18 months to tackle the so-called youth crime crisis. A 100-day review of the Queensland Police Service was published last year, with the review finding many officers were fatigued and suffering burnout. According to the document, members leaving the QPS has risen to 3.2%, with the highest rates among first-year constables and general duty officers. With a workforce of over 17,000 members, 3.2% would equal to around 540 members leaving. Also, as part of the 100-day review, a decision was made to close down the DFV and Vulnerable Persons Command, stating that it was not core police business. This was a specialist unit that provided support for domestic and family violence cases. The 187-page document outlined that there is a significant gap in the QPS approach to managing fatigue, as well as having no unified platform or consistent process for monitoring actual hours worked by members.
Also in local news, a pro-peace protest is currently taking place outside of the weapons manufacturer Ferra Engineering in Tungalpa, Brisbane. This comes after protests early this year in January and February to rally against collaboration with international defense companies, including direct supply to Israel. Ferra Engineering is responsible for supplying over 100 parts for the F-35 program to aerospace companies Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman, according to their website. The F-35 fighter jet is also among the aircraft used by the Israel Defense Force in their ongoing genocide in Gaza, according to the UN report in September of last year. The protest is expected to continue throughout the day and is currently developing.
In international news, three Lebanese journalists were killed in southern Lebanon in a targeted strike that hit their car on Saturday, according to their employers. Ali Shoaib and of Al Mania TV and fellow reporter Fatima Fatini and her brother cameraman Mohammed Fatini from Channel Al Maiden were killed in the town of Jizin. The IDF confirmed the killing of one of the reporters, Ali Shoaib, a reporter from Al Mana TV, describing him as a terrorist who operated under the guise of a journalist. According to Matthew Duran of ABC News, the IDF has been forced to admit it edited a photo of Shoaib to show him in a military uniform. Footage of the Fox broadcast has been seen on several social media pages. However, no record or mention of the footage is available from Fox News's own website. The IDF has not commented on the deaths of Fatima or Mohammed Fatini, but Lebanese President Joseph Owen described the killings of the journalists, who are civilians performing a professional duty, as a brazen crime that breaks the most basic rules of international law. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head off to 4zzz.org.au.
When you moved to Melbourne, we met in Fitzroy and you bought me tacos. I remember